I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Alex Toll from CT Insider joining us here on Brian & Company. Good morning, Alex. How are you?
Hi. Thanks for having me on, Brian.
How'd you stumble on this one? Did you get complaints? Or like I'm always fascinated by story enterprise generation on something like this.
Sure. And it was really generated by what we've been seeing in places like Florida and the natural curiosity of, okay, we've been prone to some big storms and that kind of thing in the last 10 to 15 years. So is it happening here? Reached out to Connecticut Insurance Department. They did confirm to us that, yes, in the most recent year on record, we did see a pretty big jump in non-renewals of homeowners insurance policies. Now, of course, this is all being more complicated with overall inflation and tariffs and everything else.
So basically, non-renewal means you get dumped by the insurer.
Correct. And so obviously, option A is shop around and have an agent helping you out with that. If you cannot find insurance from the traditional insurers like a State Farm or Travelers, there's a whole section of the industry called surplus lines where they will take on riskier bets and they have reinsurance to help cover their losses, but that carries a higher rate. A lot of commercial insurance policies are underwritten through surplus lines carriers. And then Connecticut is among maybe half the states nationally that does have an insurance plan of last resort called the FAIR plan, Fair Access to Insurance Requirements. Those rates are even higher, and you have very limited coverage, but you can get coverage through that. You would go through an agent. Last report, there were probably less than 1,200 people in Connecticut who went through the FAIR plan.
You know, it's like we have to then become desperate to overpay for insurance. I mean, the leverage that we don't have is stunning to me. I don't really understand it. And then I'll get to tariffs in a second. And I think I reflect a lot of our listeners. We're talking with Alex Toll from CT Insider. My first curiosity, though, is where are we talking here? Is it, you know, we had the flooding in Oxford. We have obviously shoreline, I don't know, rising sea levels. I don't know, like, is there a pattern to where this is happening?
Yeah, and remember, flood insurance is a different animal altogether. That's all underwritten through the National Flood Insurance Program.
Right.
And you're right, there is some significant coverage there. Milford, I think there's about 2,500 policies. Stamford, 2,400. Greenwich, Norwalk, Fairfield, you're seeing some elevated numbers there. We are talking about homeowners perils, so that's right. Basically wind damage and that kind of thing. We had three counties that ranked among the top 100 nationally for the biggest increases in non-renewals of home insurance policies. So New Haven County and Fairfield County have always been hovering around 75th nationally for the highest percentage of non-renewals. Litchfield County got a big jump. And so it's not necessarily just the coast. You look at Litchfield County and you say to yourself, well, where's the major perils there? You're talking, you know, tree damage and that kind of thing from some of these major storms. It is interesting, if you look at non-renewals nationally, the usual suspects of Florida and Louisiana are very high. You would suspect those. What didn't necessarily jump immediately to my mind was that Tornado Alley is very big for non-renewals now. And if you look at the breadbasket section of the country, a lot of red states there for non-renewals. And the other surprise is that California, as of this moment, is not high up on that list for non-renewals of policies. And obviously after the fires, their insurance department stepped up and said, carriers cannot drop people for now. Let's let this all wash through the system. Mm-hmm. So they're getting a little bit of an artificial boost there. But there was a U.S. Senate report that came out, I think it was in December, that said southern New England was among the areas that had higher instances of non-renewals among all regions of the country. Rhode Island had a couple of counties in that, obviously, along the coastline.
And basically just the bean counters make a cost-benefit analysis and they just think that the risk is too high?
Yeah, and you know, the insurance department had warned last year that roofs were increasingly coming into consideration for underwriting decisions. So they're looking at something as, you know, simple as discoloration in whatever the surface of the roof is. And so if you haven't had your roof replaced in a long time, probably a good idea to take a look at that and see whether there's any kind of refurbishment that needs to happen or an outright replacement. And there's obviously the other thing you need to think about of any major addition to your home. Pool jumps immediately to mind for, you know, the few people who add pools every year. But there's other things. If you add something that could create a fire risk, you definitely want to check to the carrier or agent and say, okay, you know, is this going to be allowed? Obviously, more people are buying electric vehicles and battery storage devices for the home. And carriers have been insuring those, but you definitely want to check before you purchase and make sure that there's not going to be any issue there.
It's a great insight. I think the roof one especially, listen, water damage is the worst thing, you know, and it creates a lot of problems both for homeowner and for the insurer if it's covered. So I think that makes total sense. Alex Hole from CT Insider. I know you don't like to, journalists don't like to talk much about, you know, before stuff comes out, but anything coming out today or tomorrow or you want people to know about so they can go to ctinsider.com?
Well, on topic, InsureFi had come out with estimates on the actual impact of tariffs on homeowners' insurance rates, and Connecticut actually saw a limited impact there. I think they estimated it was about $80 for an $80 increase for the annual insurance rate. So that is one thing that hopefully won't impact at least homeowners insurance all that much. Travelers had said a couple weeks back that, hey, it's going to be pretty manageable for us. Homeowners insurance is a very small piece of our overall business. They had looked a little bit more nervously at auto insurance rates, and that's another entire story, obviously.
But as home values have gone up significantly in Connecticut, that means in the cost of insurance goes up too, obviously, right?
Yeah. Absolutely, and it's one more thing to take into account that in addition to the cost of repairs, the value of your house goes up. Travelers was one of the carriers where they said, listen, we're probably going to raise our coverage limits to account for higher values of homes, which does make sense, but then they have to price that into their policies.
It drives me, and I know we have to have it, but it's so hard to give away so much of your hard-earned money to this stuff sometimes. Alex, great job. It was a really informative piece, and actually I learned a lot more from this interview as well. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
All right, Alex Hole, CT Insider. Go to ctinsider.com.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.